levels of maturity. The advances made over the past few decades in supply chain management are generally reflected in each supply chain's development. Experts in the field agree that there are typically between 4 and 5 stages in this development. The various stages can go by many names. We'll use a 5-stage model of supply chain management evolution. Stage 1, multiple dysfunction. Stage 2, semi-functional enterprise. Stage 3, integrated enterprise. Stage 4, extended enterprise. Stage 5, orchestrated supply chain. Many organizations made these leaps over time as computers and cultures progressed. However, an organization in a particular industry may have been sheltered from some of these changes and may be less advanced than another. Also, some small and mid-sized organizations may be at a lower level than their larger peers due to a lack of resources for improvements. Finally, an organization might believe it is in the highest stage, but could actually have slipped down a notch through complacency. Therefore, these stages can also be seen as being relative to the capabilities of competing chains. Some enterprises are likely to exhibit behaviors from 2 or more phases of maturity, as this is an evolution, not a specific end state. The model that used to hold true for many industries, especially those that were regional and had only regional competitors, was a stable chain with predictable supply and demand. In a stable supply chain, costs are low due to predictable demand and minimal need for changes. Production runs can be long, and few line changes will be needed. As globalization and technology have connected the world, fewer and fewer industries have this level of stability. Stage 1. Multiple dysfunction. Exhibit 1-6 shows a supply chain that lacks clear, coordinated information flows or relationships among potential partners, internal definitions or goals, or external links, except transactions. Exhibit 1-6. Multiple dysfunction. This is a reactive supply chain. It fulfills demand, but without much cost concern, and is perceived as a cost center. It needs few connectivity technologies and capital assets to respond to demand. In the dysfunctional organization, internal activities tend to be undertaken ad hoc rather than by plan. Management provides only the most general sense of mission, pep talks / threats. Forecasting is mostly guesswork, often inflated by marketing optimism. Products are designed without advice from other functional areas. Distribution centers are near each market, have excess inventory, and use untrained labor. Deliveries and shipments have little advance warning. Payment flow collection may be poorly executed, and information is, for the most part, orders, given internally, bids accepted, and invoices sent. An enterprise resource planning, ERP, system or an alternative is likely in use, but it may be a highly customized and therefore hard to upgrade older version. Each plant or other node may be on a different version or a different ERP system. Purchasing is ad hoc and transactional. There may not be preferred suppliers, or they may not be consistently used. Purchasing may not consult with logistics at all. Stage 2. Semi-functional enterprise. Exhibit 1-7 shows a semi-functional enterprise. Information flow has been improved and functional areas are defined, but they tend to perform their functions sequentially without collaborating on effective ways to create value. There are no supplier or customer partnerships. Exhibit 1-7. Semi-functional enterprise. This is a reactive, efficient supply chain. It supports competitive positioning as an efficient, low-cost, and integrated unit. It focuses efficiency and cost management on the total delivered cost of finished goods. It uses connectivity technology and equipment to automate, reduce labor costs, improve capacity, and raise throughput. In this stage of supply chain evolution, an individual company undertakes initiatives to improve effectiveness, efficiency, and quality in specific functional areas. Here are some examples. Largely manual DC operations may leverage materials handling equipment. Inventory management may find ways to reduce inventory in the organization's own facilities. Procurement may use purchasing strategies to minimize the cost of supplies / services. Transportation may lower costs using strategic carrier / route selection. There may be hard skills training and strategies for making jobs more challenging. Marketing may develop more reliable research and forecasting techniques. ERP systems or alternatives may be somewhat more consistent in systems or versions and may have cross-functional integration of planning processes. While some or all functions engage in initiatives designed to increase efficiency within silos, there is little or no overlap in decision-making among functional areas. Improvements within separate areas are suboptimal or are not extended to other areas. For example, market researchers may uncover market opportunities among current and potential customers without sharing this information in a structured collaboration with product designers. And this lack of collaboration may play out repeatedly among the departments. In this stage, some functions may be automated, but new software in one department may be incompatible with software in other areas. Mergers and acquisitions can also result in incompatible systems. Stage 3. Integrated enterprise. In the third stage of supply chain evolution, the individual company begins to focus on company-wide business processes rather than compartmentalized functions. This is an organization that has achieved operational excellence, the basics. Milestones of this phase include better cross-functional integration of ERP software along with cross-functional communication and training, centrally located and easily accessible databases and files, and periodic sales and operations planning meetings, as shown in Exhibit 1-8. Exhibit 1-8, Integrated Enterprise. This is a proactive, efficient supply chain. It proposes new raw materials or product designs to lower complexity and costs. It instigates changes to product designs for greater efficiencies. It invests in integrated information systems for sharing of information across functions. This stage is markedly different from the previous one because of the following. The focus on business processes is facilitated by the availability of electronic communications, good databases and master data, and full-fledged ERP systems. Cross-functional cooperation becomes easier and takes place quickly across functions and time zones. In place of traditional silo production planning, Stage 3 companies institute sales and operations planning, S&OP. A variety of initiatives reduce the time for the order-to-delivery process. Closed-loop material requirements planning, MRP, is used, and it enables cross-functional manufacturing and finance communication. ERP extends to each functional area and ties key supply chain partners together. Product design in some companies is now a team effort, for example, design for manufacturability, for logistics, or for the environment. Products reflect customer desires and are ready to be manufactured without making costly modifications in processes, equipment, or staffing. Marketing-centric customer segmentation and tailored replenishment policies exist. Inventory is treated more strategically as just-in-time procedures, more accurate demand planning, better warehouse equipment and automation, and improved logistics make fulfillment more efficient and reliable. Warehousing and transportation decisions are carried out in tandem to achieve the optimal balance of cost-effectiveness and customer service. At this point, a nucleus company, an influential supply chain party that can drive changes, may start integrating with external parties through a third-party logistics provider. Stage 4. Extended Enterprise. The hallmark of the extended enterprise stage is the decision to extend at least one business process beyond the corporate boundary. This could be collaborating on planning, design, replenishment, logistics, or another business process with one of the company's suppliers or customers. The company integrates its internal network with the internal networks of selected supply chain partners to improve efficiency, product/service quality, or both. The starting point is generally one inside/outside partnership that points the way toward the completely networked enterprise. Exhibit 1-9 shows how the supply chain has changed. Exhibit 1-9, Extended Enterprise. This is a strategic driver supply chain. Management has developed a significant level of sophistication. The supply chain contributes to the organization's overall strategy. Strategic modeling is used. Demand generation and fulfillment are fully integrated. Forecasting, planning, and replenishment are fully integrated and visible. Technology improvements, knowledge, and real-time information are shared with partners. What is unique to this stage is the following. There is an initial exploratory collaboration between, say, a manufacturer and one component supplier or a retailer and one supplier of finished goods. It may involve only one component or product. The famous collaboration between Procter & Gamble and Walmart began with diapers. If this first collaboration succeeds, it can lead to a more fully networked relationship between the first two partners. More products might be involved. There might be better sharing of information across integrated networks and more formal team building and planning across corporate boundaries, and eventually, multi-company collaborations. Technology enables the extended enterprise to reach farther, to add new partners, to move faster in response to market changes, and to operate with broader scope than in stage three. ERPE is able to link the entire internal supply chain together on one platform. Digitization becomes more common and partners synchronize their ERP systems across corporate boundaries so they can share data and efficiently collaborate. For example, Dell Computer is able to fill orders without keeping much inventory because customers' specifications are sent immediately to component suppliers to enable assemble to order. In stage four, there are advances in e-commerce such as interactive sites where customers can order products and services, track their shipment, and communicate with customer service immediately. Business-to-business e-commerce features competition among whole supply chains. Cooperation among companies is integral to competition among supply chains. Stage 5. Orchestrated supply chain. The orchestrated supply chain level is often expressed as the supply chain digital transformation. In Europe, it is called Industry 4.0. This stage is all about realizing the benefits of all of the individual improvements in the different parts of the supply chain and inventing new business models. More so than any of the prior stages, this stage is relative to the capabilities of competing supply chains. A supply chain is truly in this stage only when it realizes an actual competitive advantage from becoming better orchestrated than its competitors. Orchestration requires more than just seamless technologies. It requires skilled leaders and teams who can leverage these technologies and adapt quickly to change. Therefore, supply chain digital transformation requires maturity in a number of areas for all significant parties in the supply chain. Maturity in the orchestrated supply chain needs to start with a clear purpose set by leaders. One way to promote clarity of purpose is by providing authentic leadership. An influential work in this area is Bill George's Discover Your True North, which uses the metaphor of a compass to orient yourself toward your personal true north, or your purpose. By extension, authentic leaders help find the organization's true purpose. When leaders let their purpose be clouded by money, celebrity, or power, they can make poor decisions, such as a merger or acquisition, to make a big impression on the market, rather than to provide strategically required capabilities. Such leaders focus too much on the bottom line results and not enough on how to grow organically. For example, their mergers may suffer from lack of attention on integrating the cultures. George argues that authentic leaders find their true north by using self-discipline, heart, values, purpose, and relationship building. A clear purpose can show organizations how to transform to superior levels of performance. Exhibit 1-10 shows how the core model of the orchestrated supply chain maturity level is mostly the same as the prior level, but with more emphasis on security, resilience, for example, building and risk management, value realization, and orchestrating people and processes. Exhibit 1-10, orchestrated supply chain. This is a consistent and systematic supply chain. Participating partners align their business objectives and related processes. Customer requirements receive an integrated response from participating partners using real-time planning and decision-making on supply chain responses. Improvement and change management teams are cross-functional and are both technically and socially skilled. Change management and readiness are common skills and values. Data has integrity, is secure, and is actually used in decision-making. Technology gaps are resolved to realize end-to-end visibility. Sourcing is right-sized but resilient, quickly adaptable. Product designs are inclusive, and the number of products is right-sized. Transformation processes aim for zero waste for sustainability and efficiency. Monthly sales and operations planning may be replaced by more frequent integrated business planning for consensus demand planning workflows. Intercompany approaches are implemented, such as CPFR, collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment. Artificial intelligence may be used, for example, to add external factors demand sensing. Processes are shared. For example, shared services platforms, standards and policies are enforced, and automation is common. It is essential that the teams who will be closing technology or social gaps be cross-functional among key supply chain partners and have multiple layers of expertise. Strong leadership and the right contributors drive the needed changes. A common area for needed relationship improvement is with IT professionals. These relationships sometimes have suffered because prior initiatives have failed to realize the envisioned benefits. Also, IT professionals may have become too reactive, for example, putting out fires, and need to be given the resources to be more strategic. However, IT relationship building is especially needed because the advances in connectivity with partners creates more avenues for cyber attacks that IT will need to address comprehensively. Both technical depth and breadth are needed to determine technology gaps or how to make use of the latest technologies such as blockchain. This people and process-based transformation requires organizations and their partners to embrace change management. Change management is built into the organization's culture and perhaps its organizational structures. People embrace change because they have become accustomed to it and because they receive the support they need. Organizations embrace change because they will share in the benefits of the change. The digital transformation goes way beyond simple digitization of trade documents or even digitization of control systems, such as remote sensors triggering an automated response. The digital transformation takes these advances a step further, such as by ensuring that electronic documentation travels seamlessly among supply partners, trade intermediaries, and customs authorities. Demand data from customers may feed directly into not only finished goods planning, but also raw materials and suppliers' planning systems. Digitalized control systems are moved from being locally controlled to being centrally controlled remotely with a control tower. Data on supply chain inventory and assets is truly real-time, and it feeds directly into decision-making tools and predictive analytics. For example, predictive maintenance scheduling. Things that require little or no human intervention are fully automated. However, before automating, the process itself is reviewed to ensure that it is efficient and is intuitive for end users. Product development is a key beneficiary of data-driven decisions and data analytics, resulting in products designed for the supply chain, for sustainability, and so on, and in supply chains that reflect actual customer requirements. Evolved and sophisticated supply chains in the higher stages have network partners with highly integrated and synchronized connectivity that focus more on creating net value than on pure cost minimization.